Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY26 post-earnings conference call of Control Print Limited. Today on the call from the management, we have with us Mr. Shiva Kabra, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Jaideep Barve, Chief Financial Officer. As a disclaimer, I would like to inform all of you that this call may contain forward-looking statements which may involve risk and uncertainties. Also, a reminder that this call is being recorded. I would now request the management to brief us about the business and performance highlights for the period ended June 2025, their plans and vision for the coming year, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jaideep Barve, and I'm the Chief Financial Officer of Control Print Limited. Welcome all of you for the earnings conference call for the first quarter of financial year 25-26. We appreciate that you've taken out time from your busy schedule to attend this call. Thanks for being in this call. Mr. Shiva Kabra, the Joint Managing Director of Control Print Limited, also joins me on this call. For the first time joiners on this call, more information about our company can be obtained by visiting our website. For information, the detailed presentation has already been put up on the website, as well as in the investor presentation notification on the exchanges for this call. Now, let me provide you some highlights of the performance of CPL for the first quarter. On a standalone basis, the total revenue for Q1 is approximately 109 crores, which is a good growth from approximately 89 crores in Q1 of last year. For information, the total revenue of FY24-25, 23-24, and 22-23 is INR 395, 347, and 295 crores respectively. Regarding the operating revenue, the Q1 revenue is 100 crores, which was 88 crores in Q1 of the last year. We had an exceptional income of 3.99 crores. This pertained to the capital subsidy related to the mask lab, which is about 30% of the investment in plant and machinery. The cost of goods sold is around 43% of the operating income. Manufacturing costs remain approximately at 3%. Employee costs are 18% of the operating revenue. Depreciation is about 4% of the Q1. And other expenses are 13% of the operating revenue. All the costs are in line with the business needs and in comparison to the earlier periods. On a consolidated basis, the Q1 operating revenue is 111 crores. This was 98 crores as for the June 24 figures. The way forward, we will consolidate the coding and marking business, will increase the installed base, and will provide robust solutions. We'll capitalize opportunities in the track and trace segment by more focused marketing and the sales strategies. We'll increase revenue in the packaging sector, both in India and overseas, through either of machine sales, co-packing, and the laminate business. Overseas subsidiaries will continue to be monitored with focused growth targets. We have already provided the business plans, and they will be ensured that they'll be mandated for execution. Now we leave the floor open for questions. I and Shiva are available to answer all your queries and questions.
Thank you, Jaideep. We'll request the participants who wish to ask the questions to please use the option of raise hand. I also request the participants to limit their questions to two per participant so that everybody has the opportunity to ask. We'll take the first question from Jay Chauhan. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, you have been very clear that scaling the cost-effective recyclable packaging material is a key bottleneck for V-Shapes business, especially for the food and cosmetic sectors. So could you provide some specific, like, you know, quantifiable milestones for this financial year on this front? For instance, like, what volume of recyclable material do you aim to produce, and at what target cost per pack do you believe the solution becomes viable for a mass market cosmetic consumer, or be it any customer? Can you please guide me on that, sir?
Yeah. So Jay, this is Shiva Kabra. It's a fair question. So right now, our cost per piece for a standard, you know, 6 to 8 ml type of a sash, you know, mono dose, is about 2 rupees. In general, we are targeting to get down to 1 rupee. As of right now, we're not manufacturing any material. We're importing.
Hello. Sir, I lost your voice.
Shiva,
Can you
we
all hear
lost
me?
you. Yeah, we can hear you.
I said, as of right now, we are not manufacturing anything ourselves. We are working on a fully recyclable package. It's still not complete. There's a speed limitation in that, so we are trying to work on overcoming that. So, like I said, right now it's costing 2 rupees per piece. We're trying to target to get it down to 1 rupee by the time we manufacture it ourselves. A regular sachet is in the region of 35 paisa, just so your comparison is there. And a thermoform would be in the same region. A thermoform with barrier would be actually probably more expensive. Like, it will be similar, like about 2 rupees, 1.5, 2 rupees a piece, because the amount of material being utilized is quite a lot of material. So we're still working on the recyclable part, and we still have to start the manufacturing of the material. We are working mainly on the development of the fully recyclable stack. And once we do that, then we intend to manufacture that itself rather than the current structure, which is actually not recyclable.
Good, sir. So, thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. We'll take the next question from Rushikesh Bhise. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. So my question is essentially on the lines of the competitive pressure. So how are you seeing the competition impacting the V-Shapes and the mono packaging business right now? And I'll also put out my second question. We saw the drop in the margins and the drop in the EBITDA at the consolidated level. And the reason that was mentioned in the presentation was that it is because of the higher printer sales that the gross margin has reduced. So I would like to have an explanation on that also, please. Thank you.
So as far as the gross margins dropping, I don't think it was so much because of higher printer sales. I think it was more because of higher expenses that we incurred in the packaging business. That what we so we're still making a loss in that business, a significant loss, and that's why there's a loss abroad in CP Italy, which is where we are doing our packaging business, and there's also some sort of a large set of expense that we're incurring in India as we develop the business in Asia Pacific directly from Control Print in India. And I think those two things sort of are contributing to a variation in the results. As far as our coding and marking business grows, so I think the track and trace business is doing better. And what I would say, like, this year should be break even, if not profitable. So that's growing. And as the volumes are scaling up, we're seeing, like, obviously, like, because there's a fixed cost that's there. And as the volumes scale up and we get more repeat revenue in terms of, contracts, AMCs, and stuff like that, the profitability of that business is increasing. So that addresses somewhat the gross margin question. But the reality is that in our coding and marking business, we can increase the margins. We've not been taking up some price increases. And we've undertaken a price increase, which we announced about a month or two ago. So that's with effect from 1st August. So practically speaking, it'll take 1 to 2 months to roll it out because customers are good at negotiating and, all that other type of stuff. But what we should do is start seeing an effect from Q3 in terms of the coding and marking business margins increasing. We're also making sure that there's a little bit more tightness in the way we're running things overall. So that's why I'd say, like, where the margins have dropped is just more because of some expenses that have increased, in terms of that. Like I said, even on the material side, in the packaging thing, as of right now, everything is still being imported. So it's not like there's much of a margin in India or elsewhere because we're buying it from high cost supplies in Europe. And, honestly, it's not really much profitable on the material side. So till we don't manufacture the material or we don't do something sharply to reduce the cost, it's not going to come down drastically. So that's something we're still working on. The second part of your question was on the packaging business. If you can just repeat that again for my benefit, please.
No, my question was essentially about the competitive pressure that you are seeing in the monodose packaging business and V-Shapes.
So there is no competitive pressure because as a patented technology, so we're competing against different technologies. So, some people might use like sachets would probably be the biggest biggest, I think, use of single-use packaging. Thermoform is another thing. So, when you get your jams and those things, or your Amul Butter, that little cup, and you peel off the top, that's like a thermoform. Of course, sometimes people use single-use glass bottles or tubes, for expensive types of packaging. So I'd say, and of course, in the pharmaceutical sector, there's some more specialty type packaging also, which are single use. So there's no apples to apples comparisons out here. There's apples to orange comparisons. It's the what I'll say is this much: 95% of the market doesn't know that this packaging is there. So our biggest in India, where control print is present. If I look at the world, I think like 99.6% of the world doesn't even know there's a packaging like this available. So our first target is to improve our marketing, to improve our reach. And also at the same time, we've not been over aggressive because, like I said, we need to develop something still. But at the same time, we also want to make sure that, everything is in us, all processes are smooth before we try to really increase operations beyond a point, because there were certain development projects going on which are coming to an end, and certain new developments to continuously increase the scope of what we're doing right now. So that's continuing.
So essentially, you're trying to like make the customer aware about this kind of existence of such kinds of products, and basically convince them that this provides a better packaging than what they are using essentially right now. So you have an
Absolutely.
entirely new product, is what you're trying to say.
Absolutely. It's a different type of packaging. So you can't compare it. It's like comparing a Tetra Pak to a, HDPE bottle, for packing milk. So Tetra Pak is a different type of package. It's not a pouch. It's not a HDPE bottle, it's something new. So it's so we are we've made a different type of product than what is, so there's no indirect analog in the market. But of
And
course, we're
so,
all competing for the same business, which are all competing for the single dose packaging business, or single serve. So yeah, that's sort of where it is.
sir, just one last follow-up question. And
Rushikesh, may I request you to rejoin the queue, please?
yeah, sure. Okay.
We'll take the next question from Madhur Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi. Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand regarding the losses that we expect. Sir, so we mentioned that on the overall level, our track and trace should break even, and there should be a 17-18 crore losses in our packaging business for FY20, 10 crore losses in the packaging business in FY26. But sir, in Q1, if I just consider standalone minus the consolidated, we have taken a 13 crore loss. But so are we expecting what some kind of turnaround, or how should we think about the losses going forward for the whole year?
So there were two aspects to it. There is one thing which is some sort of a foreign exchange gain that the standalone business got, and a foreign exchange loss that came in the consolidation. And I think Jaideep can give you a better explanation about that. The actual loss in the packaging business abroad was in the region of 4 to 5, about 5 crores. So we are expecting that in this year, by Q3, Q4, we'll be at a break even, maybe at for that packaging business, and we're targeting a loss of less than 10 crores over the year. So obviously we've had a certain thing. We have sold some machines for various smaller issues. A lot of those machines are not running online because the packing size has changed or something else is there. So as we get more machines to start working, the material business in that in that vertical will also increase, and that'll also start helping us address a lot more of the fixed costs rather than
Got it.
relying on the machine sales.
Got it. And sir, just a second question on the Codeology and the Markprint business. Sir, when I go through their websites, their products are so obviously there's a complement to our current products, sir. So I'm trying to understand how's the competitive intensity in this business, because as I understand, there is a lot of Chinese competition in these products because of the being of a lower value item than what a printer would be. And sir, what would be the market addressable market size for these products that we are hoping to launch over the next 1 year?
So I think where Markprint and Codeology are selling, there's less competition. Markprint is more on digital printing technology inline. And we're using some of their technologies already in India. So that's definitely part of what we're doing in our own business. And we're getting some success in our sales on that regard. But their printers would not be selling. I think the cheapest printer would be like at least 25,000 euros or something. So I think they're definitely more expensive than anything we sell. That's why we're not importing their equipment or directly copying their design, because it's too expensive for the Indian market. So we've just taken elements of their design and incorporated into our own machines. Codeology is more an end-of-line automation, so it's more of a solution business. And of course, they do print and apply equipment. And so what we're doing is we're working with building up a coding and marking business out there, and also absorbing their print and apply technology in India without really affecting what their core business is and what they're doing in making money and so forth.
Thank
So
you,
what
Madhur.
would be
Madhur,
just a
may I
follow-up,
request you
just a
to
follow-up,
please,
just a
no,
follow-up.
please, please rejoin the queue, please.
Sure.
We'll take the next question from Kumar Saurabh. Please go ahead.
Hello. So yeah, I have two questions. My first question is currently, what is our capacity utilization at our manufacturing premises? That is one. And is there any need of doing CapEx soon? And second question is the extension of a previous participant asked. So last year we incurred almost 14-15 crore of loss at EBITDA. And it's good we are taking these new initiatives, because that is how growth happens. But next 2-3 years, this minus 15 crore, what is your estimate? And I'm not looking for exact number or anytime soon, but 2-year, 3-year, 4-year, what is our timeline where all these three subsidiaries, what is the kind of contribution should come? And if we are not getting desired results, let's say after waiting for 2-3 years, do we have a plan B on this? These are the two questions.
Yeah, so the good question. So I think, like I said, we had given a 2-year plan when we bought V-Shapes, which is now CP Italy. We're in the second year. So we bought on March 23rd, March 24th, 2024 officially. Honestly, but this is the first time, we've done something. We've purchased a company from liquidation and stuff. So what happened was maybe the timeline was slightly optimistic. Because it just took us six, I mean, frankly, 7-8 months just to get everything running normally. And some of the what happened was, they already had an existing base of customers, to be honest. They had some working printers in the market. So we were expecting about those worth of material sales from the existing customers. But because the liquidation process and the bankruptcy process stretched on for 1.5 years, those customers couldn't run their machines because the material supplies were irregular and the support was irregular in that entire period, for that 2-year period. So what happened was, a lot of those customers went back to their older style of packaging. So, and they were unhappy, of course, for good reason, because, obviously, if you bought a machine and you did all this. So, well, maybe thought that, a lot of those customers will, come back to us and we'll use that. That actually didn't happen. So it was a bit of a negative, to be honest. Maybe so I think, yeah, instead of, like I said, we're expecting by the Q3, Q4 to be like a break even in this business across India and Italy. We probably, between the track and trace and the packaging business, maybe I think like 22 to 25 crores probably what we spent in terms of losses last year funding it, but it'll come down this year. Track and trace should break even this year or be profitable, and I think that definitely next year the packaging business should be profitable. Although it's going to take a longer time, because we're going to continue investing. Right now we have a stale structure in Asia Pacific and in Europe. We're going to have to keep in all regions of Asia also, we're not there, so we're going to keep expanding that. In terms of capacity utilization, I think that was a second question. In the coding and marking business, I think we can go from about 400 crores of what we're doing right now to at least 600 crores without adding any types of CapEx or any significant manpower. So I think we have that much in what we have right now. In terms of CapEx, there may be, because we are working on the recyclable material for the packaging business, we may, although it's more of an R&D expense, we might buy 10-15 crores of some pilot type of equipment, for like lab our lab lines, because we need to some testing, but it's very slow to get it done outside. So we might try to speed up that process so that the recyclable material, which is lower cost, can be produced faster.
Sure. Thanks a lot and wish you all the best. And I'll come back in the queue. I have a few more questions.
Thank you, Kumar. We'll take the next question from Hardik Bora. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I just had a hypothetical question in the standalone coding and printing business. Is it possible for any one player to, you know, garner about 40 to 50% market share in the long run? And is it economically, you know, viable to vie for that additional market share?
I mean, I think that everyone would love to have 40, 50% market share. Yeah, the thing is, so obviously, theoretically, there's no reason why it's not possible. And it is there in smaller countries. You'll see a lot of times just a single player who might have 50, 60% market share, and then a few smaller other competitors. In certain countries, it's more of a duopoly rather than an oligopoly of four people or something. So it is there, and it is very much possible. But, you know, once the market share settles, which is sort of what the situation is, it's a bit of a dogfight to keep changing that. We are gaining a little bit of market share, but we're not. Obviously, I would like to be faster, but, you know, and it's the easiest, most profitable business because we already have a base, we have an engine, everything is best for us. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know why the customers would want to consolidate to, you know, one supplier in a major way. I'm trying to think it from another angle. Like, you know, I mean, as a supplier, I would like it to be that person. But I don't know why the customers would feel like, oh, I don't want to do business with Domino or VideoJet, now I want to do business with Control Print and, you know, increase my wallet share with them. So not sure here about that. I don't think it's going to change that fast, if you personally ask me.
Thank you. So that is why the strategy to focus on the larger customers and maybe potentially cross-sell to them something else that might be of value to them. That's the strategy, it seems, that we have been taking for the last couple of years.
The strategy for that was slightly different in that, you know, we were finding it difficult to now manage so many people and there's a certain cost of people. What's happening with smaller customers in India is that the amount of business we get per printer in terms of inks and other things is significantly lower than what we get from a larger customer. And though at the same time, those customers are more price sensitive. The large customers are more focused on reliability, on, you know, technical performance, on uptime, on service support, you know, and having, like, you know, this a high level of sales, you know, in terms of technical skill, and, you know, being able to consult them through the entire process so they understand what are the best technologies in the world, what are the best things for their specific lines. The smaller customers are more interested in, you know, a cheaper supplier. So, you know, in the end, that's not where our USP is. You know, we are more more expensive. More on the high end, more expensive.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Shiva, always for the elaborate answers. Thank you. All the best.
Yeah, more high performance. I said more, not more expensive, more high performance. Okay, we're more high.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Dhruv Achrekar. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, Dhruv.
Yeah. So my question is, what have been the key growth drivers across the international subsidiaries, such as the Markprint Netherlands, Codeology Group from UK, and CP Italy as well, over the past years?
So I think they're three very different businesses. Markprint was an acquisition for us to get into the digital printing space. And, you know, for us, so they're doing well. They're growing also. They're about 2-something million euros or whatever, and they're selling more machines. So the ink business out there is growing. So we value it on a multiple of the ink business margin that we're getting. So, you know, that's the way we looked at it. Codeology is more of an end-of-line automation provider, and we wanted to get in that space because we felt that, we wanted their print and apply business because we want to add that product line into what we do.
Okay. And my next question will be, how are the recent acquisitions, including the VP Shape, SRL, and Codeology, contributing to the group consolidated revenue and profitability?
What profitability? What do you say?
Am I audible?
Yeah, please tell me.
So my next question was, how are the recent acquisitions, including V-Shapes SRL and Codeology, contributing to the group consolidated revenues and profitability?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So I totally like Markprint is about 2 million euros. They're profitable, you know. So is Codeology. I think they're like 1.23. I don't know how much are they, Jaydeep? 1.3 million pounds or something, and they're also profitable. And I think
We did
CP Italy is the
200.
one that's
Yes.
you know obviously making some large losses because we're investing in the packaging business. And I'm not sure if the turnover was offhand, but if you just take our basic difference between the consolidated and the standalone. And you know, most of it is the international businesses, approximately. Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
Jaideep,
Thank
anything
you.
you want to
Thank
add
you
to
for
that?
your
If
answer.
you want
Yeah,
some
yeah.
more specific
So,
numbers, you know, definitely Jaideep is here. He's going to just tell you right now. Hold on.
yeah. So, Dhruv, for the
Yes.
Codeology group, the total group turnover was about 283 thousand British pounds, and we had a small profit of about 13,000 British pounds profit in Codeology group. Markprint, the revenue for the Q1 was about 413,000 euros, and there's a profit of about 20% on the net profit level. And
Can you,
CPTB,
sorry,
sorry.
sorry, can you tell me again about the Markprint, please?
So 413,000 euros,
Okay, thank you.
and there's a profit of 20% in Markprint. And CP Italy, we've done a loss of 384,000 euros in the Q1.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you,
Thank you for
Dhruv.
your answers. Yeah.
Thanks.
We'll take the next question from Keval Shah. Please go ahead.
Hello, yeah, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, Keval.
Yeah, Keval.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. So, firstly, I wanted to understand the V-Shapes part. So, there are two sub-businesses. One is selling machines, and one is selling materials. So, firstly, I want to understand that while selling machines, are we profitable in that? And along with that, on the materials side, I believe last con call you had mentioned that once you sell 60 to 70 smaller machines, after that, you would turn break even in the material side. Plus, of course, you are trying to get into cheaper materials business also, the renewable side. So, will you reach that kind of installed base or something? Will you break even on the material side as well by the end of this financial year? Or how do you say when you break even on the V-shapes? Will it be on the machine side or material side or both? That is my question number one.
Yeah, so we are making a profit in both. The profit is higher in the machines in this business. The profit is higher in the machines and the materials. Okay. And in terms of yeah, the machines we've got, we sold two large machines here, maybe two in Europe, and about four smaller machines totally. But only like a couple of them are fully active. So we're struggling a little bit with all the niggling issues and the print issues and so just some small stuff. And so hopefully we expected that stuff will start about like 3 4 months ago, but because of certain niggling issues, some of the machines, our supplies are delayed, so we've been like one machine was supposed to be installed like in May. It's not even reached India as yet and stuff like that. So we're struggling a little bit with the whole logistics and the final installation. It's a new challenge for Control Print also because we're normally used to selling machines and getting in and out, and out, like the engineer goes, he puts a machine in, it's more standardized, we get out in 2 days, we're done. So it's a new game for us also. But yeah, the machines are more profitable than the materials. For us right now, the focus of the materials is to get the cost down, and get the recyclable structure, which is especially important in Europe and America.
So just to confirm, you said that even on the material side, you are profitable with the higher cost material that you have right now. If you find a solution of a lower cost material, then the profitability will further increase on the materials business. Is that correct?
No. So I said the higher cost material, when it goes to the customers, costing about 2 rupees a pack. The margins aren't particularly high because we're importing it from Europe. And there is a certain amount of wastage. The Italians do make money on the material because they sell it at a higher price than us. What I said is that we want to get the material cost down to 1 rupee, which we can do when we manufacture it in-house. And we are waiting because we're doing an R&D project in terms of a fully recyclable structure, which is also a demand from many customers for a full, like a homopolymer, fully recyclable structure. So we are close on that, but we're not quite there. So we just want to get that structure up and running before we really focus on manufacturing it in-house. Right now, we continue to purchase everything from Italy and elsewhere in Europe.
Sure. And my second question is on the Middle East side.
And we're not manufacturing anything whether in CP Italy or in Controlment. We're purchasing it from outside suppliers.
Okay, sure. Thank you. And second question is on the Middle East part. You have set up a subsidiary there. So what's your thought process on the Middle East market? How big would be the market over there? And from when do you see the sales starting, etc.? Some thought color on that front also, please. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's not a large subsidiary of ours. You know, it's going to have like a total of 3 or 4 people across Asia, you know, Middle East and Africa. That's all we're envisaging, like, you know, we're focused on that. So what's happening is we have a bunch of customers here and we have a bunch of verticals in which we're very strong and we're known. So for like things like steel, cement, you know, things like piping and so on. So we are just focusing on certain sectors where we're already working, you know, and to try to take advantage of the same myself.
Okay. Thank you. And the 10-15 crores
CapEx. May I request you to rejoin the queue, please?
Sure. Okay, thank you.
We'll take the next question from Deepan Shankara. Please go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. So firstly, on the standalone business, we have seen 500 bps kind of reduction in gross margins. So what is the kind of revenue mix we have during this quarter as compared to year on year?
Could you just repeat the last line? I just missed out, Deepan.
Yeah, revenue mix split in terms of printer and the consumables and these services part.
Sure. So for the Q1, of FY 2025-26, the breakup between the printers, consumables, spares, and the services is 11%, 62%, 12%, and 14%.
Okay.
And if you want to compare it to the full financial year of 2024-25, it was 14, 66, 7, and 13.
How it was last year, Q1?
Though last year lower in which sense? Like, see, this is a cyclical thing. I mean, we cannot exactly predict, and it also depends upon the momentum of production at the customer's places. So it depends upon how much is produced. So our demand for our consumables increase or decrease. So we take year on year our numbers for comparison.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Deepan. We'll take the next question from Saket Kapoor. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. And thank you for the opportunity. Sir, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Saket.
Yes, sir. Sir, just putting, if we consider slide number 22, wherein we have shown our brief financials for the consolidated part. So therein we have seen our EBITDA declining from 20 CR to 18.5. So if you could just elaborate, what are the key factors that has led to the same? And I have a couple of points, firstly, sir, to mention in terms for Jadeep ji, that, sir, when we are mentioning about the breakup of...
Can I answer this question, then we just take the next question,
yes,
is that fine?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. Fine,
so,
sir.
Essentially, the EBIT, you know, that has decreased, it's at a consolidated level. It's mainly because, you know, we had certain losses in the packaging business. You know, I think the track and trace, in fact, this quarter is close to break even. So it was not that. Last year in Q1, because we had just purchased the company and, you know, there were certain reserves and certain other things in stock, we didn't actually lose that much money last year Q1. Maybe I think comparatively it was less. Now, what's happened, like I said, is that our coding and marking business was okay performance this quarter, but to improve the gross margin of our coding and marking business, which have dropped a couple of percent, we are going for a price increase Like I said, starting 1st August, so it should start in a few days. And practically speaking, we'll not see the difference before like 1st October. So we'll really see the difference in Q3 and Q4. But it's also like, so like I said, it's mainly other expenses, certain other material expenses that are increasing as a result of the packaging business scale up. Track and trace has definitely turned around because, the fixed costs are now at least to that extent being almost covered by the mono business we're doing. So that's where the margins are changing. The gross margins of our coding and marking business have not really changed in maybe like 1% or something, but not fundamentally changed. Consolidation of different businesses that are making this difference.
Sir, so can you give the number for track and trace contribution for the first quarter in terms of the revenue?
So we're not going to give it
No.
independently, but 10% of the business approximately in the standalone was packaging and track and trace combined.
And for a
Is
console
that about
level?
right, Jaideep? Let me confirm that. I think approximately was about
Yeah,
10%.
approximately. Yeah.
Approximately.
You mentioned 10% on standalone basis. So what would be the number on console?
So obviously consolidated will be higher because then the packaging business from abroad and stuff comes into play. So that would be higher than this. Mark printers, digital printing. So then, this it's more difficult to compare. Jaideep, if you have the number, just you can provide.
So, Saketji, for the CP Italy operations for the Q1, we have incurred a loss of 384,000 euros.
So, in rupee terms, how much it will be?
So, it would be about 4.5 crores, four and
Okay.
a half to
Okay.
five crores. Yeah.
One small request to you, Jaideep ji. Sir,
Huh.
since we are all dealing in Indian rupees, gaining, losing money in Indian rupee, if we could just translate that number and provide all the sales and the revenue being translated into rupees, that would suffice a lot of questions. And also in the presentation, if we can provide this breakup of sales for Codeology, Markprint, and CP going ahead, that answers a lot of the questions, and the margin profile is also clear, which you are sharing right now during the call. If this can
Okay,
be looked
sure,
into.
Saket. Yeah,
So,
Saket, your point is noted. For the next con call, for the earnings call, we'll definitely look into giving you information in that manner.
and also, sir, the breakup of printer, consumable, spares. This is a repeated questions from
Sure, we
investor
will give
call.
you.
So for
Point
these
noted,
data
sir. I mean,
points,
the
yeah.
problem is, that our competitors don't have to give this level of information. So, obviously it makes us unhappy. That's the
Shiva,
main issue that's there, like because Domino and Videojet, Domino doesn't have to disclose how much their digital printing business is, their label print, So that's sometimes maybe don't disclose less, but we'll try to give it more. It's not that I don't think it's a competitive issue for us, so we will provide that.
Sir, in the listed space, I think so. We as investors and analysts must have an understanding what what narrative you are giving and what path we are gliding. Are they coinciding or not? Or what and what factors will lead to the confluence of the same? Sir, the Q1 numbers somehow have not gone well with the street. This is very well known with the my enterprise value getting eroded over a period of last two trading sessions. So investors and analysts must have the right, correct understanding of what the state of affairs are for the existing business and also the future business where we are investing in a continuous manner. And you have already outlined the factors to us that has led to the lower profit. So that was my reason why we wanted more understanding on the same, because that's going to impact your enterprise value, sir. Domino's and others are not listed space, so they do not have that compulsion on their hands, sir. The second point was, sir, in this quarter, we have seen this purchase of stock in trade line item also being higher, whether it is standalone or in the console. So what explains this nature to Jaideep, sir? And also the employee benefit cost have also gone up for first quarter. Yeah. So if you could
So
explain these two.
the first point was related to the purchase of the stock in trade. So what we have is that in India, in the standalone thing, we got a separate division called packaging division, which which purchases machines from CPTLI and sells it to the local domestic customers in India. So that is the reason why, like in this quarter, we have sold two machines. So the purchase cost was there for these two machines.
And Saket ji, like I said, as of right now, we're also purchasing all the materials that we're supplying. So it's not only the machines, even the materials are purchased directly from our suppliers in Europe. So whatever the packaging business essentially is mainly a trading business. When we start making the materials out here, then you know that there will be a change and we'll see some more changes out there.
Sir, one question actually for
Saket
Jaideep.
ji, may I request you to please rejoin the queue?
Please give me opportunity at the end
Sure,
again.
sure, sure.
Thank you, Bhaiya.
I
Thank
will
you.
take the next question from Manan Shah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, you had mentioned earlier that we were focusing on the pharma segment for our track and trace. So any major breakthrough or client addition that you've had over here in the current quarter or in the near future, if you can highlight or give some color on that, that'll be very helpful.
So primarily, we are focusing on two major customers right now. We are still rolling out our solution out there. We have a few different cases going on at smaller levels, but we are fully occupied with these two large customers. So, of course, you know, in stages, only when they sign off, then the billing gets complete and things happen. So it's definitely these are the two. I'd say they're two large customers, both in the top 10 easily of India, if not bigger. And once we roll out with these two, then we'll focus on other customers because A, we don't.
Hello.
Hello, Shiva. I think we lost Shiva.
Can you hear
Jaideep?
me? You can't hear me?
Yeah, yes, yeah, yes,
Yeah.
Shiva.
No, I don't know if you guys heard me. I said we have two of the major top 10 customers. We're doing some innovative things with them. Once we install those, we complete that entire installation and it's live and they can see what's there in the market. It will be then be easier for us to approach other large customers. So there's some bunch of small to mid-sized projects going on. But there are these two, like say, more company-wide types of sales or project that we are working on. And once that's fully online, then definitely it'll be of a massive benefit to us. There is a lot of technical new things that we are working on. And we're trying to cross them each bridge as it comes. So it's a good solution, you know, and definitely I'm quite bullish on that.
Understood. And my next question was on the packaging side. You mentioned that we've sold two machines. I believe they're sold in the domestic market. So, what are the end industry where we've sold these two machines? And also, V-Shapes recently participated at the CMPL Expo at Jio. So, any color or any how was the response to the expo or any sort of leads that you were able to generate over there? That'll be very helpful. Thanks.
Okay, so Tushar, to answer your question, we have four machines or five machines we sold in India. I think like two or three are in honey, you know, and two are nutraceuticals, and one is in cosmetics. Okay, so nutraceuticals and stuff like, you know, not
Okay.
exactly pharmaceutical, but more like in like cough syrup, like or Shilajit or Ashwagandha, those types of guys. So two in nutraceuticals, two in honey. Oh, so and one is actually in the Middle East. It's in Gulf. Two are in the Gulf. Two are not in India. Like, yeah, one is abroad. Three are four in India.
Okay.
Two are in honey. One is in cosmetics, and two are in nutraceuticals. The second part you were asking about the CMPL, so yeah, it was a very good response actually. Even elsewhere, we've been having good response. So what's happening is that you know, one of the things we have invested in the last year or so is to set up co-packaging facility for cosmetics in Nalagarh and also a co-packaging facility for food in our Nalagarh factory. And this is basically what we're doing is we're getting a lot of inquiries for 20, 30,000 pieces. People want to give a sample with their other materials, a couple of lakhs here and there. So more than, you know, people purchasing the machine, they want to test the packaging out on the market. So now the problem, I mean, if you're in the packaging industry, you'll understand that, you know, printing and making a volume, which is quite low, is very difficult. But we've taken the strategic call recently that we will take those lower volume cases on more as a marketing cost. rather than any great revenue that we're getting for the core packaging or any benefit, you know. So, but that's where the situation is. So it's yeah, it was a positive exhibition. From what my knowledge is, I didn't actually attend myself, but this is what I got feedback from the team.
Sure, thanks. That was very helpful.
Thank you, Manan. We'll take the next question from Tushar Talwar. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, Tushar.
Thank you so much. My question was around actually going back to the pharma side. You know, there's been some literature which has been going around in, you know, pharma magazines and all that, you know, the anti-counterfeiting measures that were put in place by the government, they're not really working out as expected. So my question was that, you know, in terms of the two customers that we are working with, are these issues that we're also they're also looking to solve in the course of you know, our pilots or whatever we are doing with them? And you know, what is your larger perspective on this counterfeiting issue and how it'll pan out for us in the future?
So this is a very tricky thing for me to answer because I don't know how much, you know, like normally, you know, if every customer is assumed, you know, even whether we sign an NDA specifically or not, like it is confidential, you know, till they allow us a specific disclosure. But yeah, there are some innovative aspects to it. We have like about three or four with three key patents in our track and trace division, and we're utilizing all three. You know, in this particular instance, and we're combining that with our digital printing technologies. So we're really going for a pretty comprehensive solution for the customers. Definitely, I can say tell you that in general, in the pharmaceutical space, the counterfeiting is one of the key issues that's there. We are also working quite aggressively on ensuring that these issues or shortcomings of the current market solutions are addressed. I can't really go beyond that until I get a specific, you know, permission from the customers at hand, and I can't tell you beyond this.
Sure, no problem. On the second question I had was regarding a comment that you had made that, you know, right now we are not sourcing the raw materials. We are just doing trading in the raw materials right now for the packaging division, and you had said that in the future we might, you know, look into doing this in house. With respect to that, I just wanted to understand that when we talk about taking it in-house, are we talking about setting up, you know, polymer compounding facilities within our premises, or is it more involved or complex capex than that, if and when that was to happen?
So right now, like I said, we are still working on, you know, we are going to spend a certain amount of money because we need to finalize this recyclable package. You know, we are making progress, but it's being slow. So that's what our initial capex is. And also we can make pilot levels of production, you know, both of the thing. We just want to finalize our exact configuration going abroad, because that depends on, depending on that, that'll, you know, sort of set up what sort of line equipment we're ordering. It is more of a film and extrusion, sheet extrusion, you know, those types of processes that are there. It's not super complex, but it will require a you know, an expansion of the facility or a separate area, because, you know, the amount of material that's flowing through in that type of a business would surely be higher than, you know, what we do in our inks and whatever other stuff it is. And in Guwahati is frankly also a little bit logistically difficult, you know, to manage the entire country from there for this type of material. Plus, we'll
Understood.
Be also re-exporting from here to all the other machines that we sold all over the world. So, you know, obviously, then it's not only we're manufacturing for India, we're manufacturing for all of, you know, Quaker Control Print sells these machines everywhere in the world. So, but I mean, again, it's a bit futuristic. We've not finished our development aspect. And at the same time, most importantly, you know, we have some plans in mind, and obviously we are working on certain things, but as you know, like I said, we also want to make sure that the volume is at least enough to, so the first target is to get the pilot stuff done, develop all the stuff, and at the same time, you know, cut down the losses and increase the sales pace, so that, you know, we're not just investing and investing and investing and then not being able to even utilize the capacity at a fraction. You know, so that's obviously something that, you know, is there. So right now our focus is more on investing more on the sales network, our margins are high on the machine, and in the short to medium term, that's actually going to drive our business more than the materials. You know, we can always manufacture the materials and increase our margins whenever we want, whenever we are ready for that.
All right, that's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tushar. We'll take the next question from Devanshu. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, Devanshu.
Yeah, so two questions. Just the first question. Can you talk a bit about the, you know, the people running or heading the new businesses that we have? Are they people from in-house? Are they external hires? Can you talk a little bit about their background? You know, I'm specifically more interested in about the larger new company that we've, you know, taken on. So packaging and track and trace specifically. You know, when it comes to recruitment requirements, you know, are we done with that or are we still hiring people? So when will the employee cost stabilize in that sense?
Okay, so I'm just going to answer both the questions. So for the... So the track and trace business is actually being run by a doctor, like an MD type of a doctor. He is someone we recruited because he was interested in this space and they had started something. So it was more of an acquisition where we actually let go of our own development and we felt their product was better. The person on the technical side is more of a blockchain specialist. And of course, there's the rest of the technical team there. So that's also one of the reasons, of course, why the employee costs have increased, because, you know, a lot of these people are expensive people and so on, as compared to, you know, maybe more standard types of sales and service engineers that we have in you know, the core coding and marketing business. CP Italy is still run by Christian Burattini. And he was a founder of V-Shapes. And also the creator of this technology. He's an inventor himself, and he's, you know, on the key patents of V-Shapes. And he's also running the business overall. So we're trying to supplement that with more managerial experience. The person who's running the packaging business in India is the head of Flex Engineering. You know, UFlex had a sort of engineering division where they make packaging machines. So he's he was a former head of sales for Flex Engineering. And Markprint is being run by its founder. Also been in the business, and he was working previously at Markim Image for many years, maybe 15 years or something before he started Markprint. So, brief about those guys. Anything else that and in terms of employee hires, yeah, okay, so there was some cost there. We don't need people much right now. In fact, we're trying to focus on managing the amount of people we need. There has been some stuff because in the packaging, there has been a scale out. So we have got some people who are working abroad at various geographies and certain things like that. So the same thing, we've added some more people in Italy. So we might need like 4 or 5 more sales people only across the packaging and, you know, track and trace sectors. So overall, I don't see the headcount increasing now. Maybe 3-4 people maybe 3-4 people to manufacture these pilot you know, materials that we are working on. So I don't see like a major increase in people for sure. So I think we've put on a lot of those employees that are there. There might be some changes up and down. You know, obviously the division becomes profitable. Some of these guys have performance bonuses and profit sharing things in their own divisions and stuff like that. So that might increase, but the fixed costs should not go up now much.
So just a follow-up on this. So 100 crore employee cost annual run rate is good for now, to assume?
On a consolidated basis, I don't think it's going to be that much.
We did about 24
in the first quarter, but I don't think it should remain that much. So we can get back to you in more details on that. There is a certain employee cost abroad. So I think it would remain the same. Jaideep, I mean, I don't know how much of it is fixed, but I think, like, you know, it won't be more than that.
Sure. And just
thank you, Devanshu. Please request you to rejoin the queue. We'll take the next question from Disha Sheth. Please go ahead. Disha, We'll take the follow-up question from Kumar Saurabh. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So my question is on the consumable side. Are there other companies which can provide consumable for our printers or vice versa? Or how does it work? Our printers only, our consumable. How does it work?
So we have a protection on our printers with our RFID technology. So in general, like you can't really use someone else's ink on our printers. And neither do we provide our inks for use on other people's printers.
Okay. Okay. And one more question and more observation. So I think we have a very good business and we do get a lot of free cash flows. Some of those investments are there in the equity side as direct equity or mutual fund kind of product. So do we have some kind of formal fund management team or some professional team which is handling it?
So anyways, I think what we discussed was that it's reduced and we are liquidating most of it. So I think, you know, maybe we can discuss it post the September 30th results. I think the balance sheet could be published and everyone can
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumar. We'll take the next question from Disha. Disha, please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Sir, we wanted to ask that the GST benefit on a plant would be going when and what will be the impact?
Yeah, so it's gone. It's okay. Gone as of
26th of May. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Guwahati benefit is over. I think it was close to 10-12 crores a year, if I'm correct. So yeah. That is a thing that's there. And already we could see like about maybe 1.5 crores of an impact on Q1. So that was already there.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
Maybe 1.5-2 crores in Q1. Thanks.
Thank okay, you, and sir, in this track and trace, in our code and marking, according to your printer sales, how much consistent growth can we expect for coming 3 to 4 years? Because we have already sold a lot of printers in last 2 years.
Are you talking about track and trace or you're talking about coding?
Coding.
Yeah, so I think we're continuing to grow. I think like our overall target is to continue growing the coding and marking business at, say, you know, whatever growth is we're doing in the past. Something similar, like maybe, you know, 14-15%. I think that's our target, to keep growing at that rate for the next 2-3 years at least, you know, and keep seeing what happens. But the market is okay.
And in terms of track and trace? Hello.
All these two projects, you know, and we see what the market reaction is. I'll be able to give you a better picture post that.
Great. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Disha. We'll take the next question from Rahil. Please go ahead.
So just to you know, round it up with the last question, like any consolidated growth guidance you'd like to give on revenue front and EBITDA margins?
I didn't really get that. Can you just repeat that question, please?
I just would like to ask if you can provide a certain consolidated level guidance in terms of revenue and EBITDA margins for this year and next.
No, so we don't have any guidance, but like I said, overall, some of the variation, like I think the coding and marking business is steady. Some of the variations are caused by, you know, investments and especially the packaging business too, and both abroad and in India and Asia. And to some extent, in previous years, the track and trace, which I think should be break even or profitable this year. So I think, yeah, you know, as the other businesses get in line, you know, things would definitely improve. Right now, it could be valued as two separate businesses. One is a business which is, you know, a coding and marking business, which is in India, which is our core business. And then everything else is a growth initiative. And, you know, maybe it'll just take a few more days, a few more quarters, and you'll see as it scales up how things are running on that front.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Rahil. Sir, we'll take the last question from Ashok Shah. Please go ahead. We'll take the last question from Keval Shah. Keval, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. So I understand you are not giving any forward guidance, but is it fair to say that worst for the margins is over as of Q1 FY26? That is one. And second, the 10-15 crores of R&D lab expense that you're planning to do for your V-Shapes business. So will it be in entirety of it in FY26 and it will be expensed out in this year itself? So there would be an additional expense of this 10-15 crores that can be expected in this year. These are my two questions. Thank you.
So regarding the second question, whatever R&D we do, which is more based on people, prototypes and stuff, we expense it all. If there's specific equipment or tooling we purchase, then I think legally we're obliged to capitalize it and then write it off. So again, Jaideep, if you just want to give that idea, and then in terms of the margin or the EBITDA part, like I said, I think that we believe that obviously we've taken a certain amount of losses, and in the next few quarters are going to be better, so things are going to improve. If we control the losses in other businesses, then automatically things should improve. And like I said, we're also going for some price increase, so we are expecting better. But I'm not going to say anything. I'd rather say let's wait 3 quarters and everyone finds out what's going to happen. But specifically as far as the that's why I mentioned, because someone mentioned CapEx, so it can be used for production, so it is a type of CapEx. And you can do production with it at a small to mid-size level, and then so that's sort of what we're thinking. So I would say it's like a combination of CapEx and R&D. We are doing it for the R&D, but it will also be used for some certain levels of production.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Since that was the last question for this earnings call, sir, would you like to give any closing comments, Mr. Shiva?
I just want to thank everyone for taking the time out. I value everyone's participation and feedback. I think that, to be honest, like the Q1 results were disappointing for a lot of people, and it's the same for us also. But like I said, this is a continuing process, and we know that this change is happening, and it's going to take a certain amount of time for it to pull through, and we're doing that step by step. So I still feel we're on the right path, and it's just one, two things have been slightly more difficult or longer term than what we envisaged, maybe when we went in for a couple of these expansions in terms of business.
Thank you very much, Shiva.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you very much. And this brings us to the end of this conference call. You may please log off now. Thank you.